If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is now Thursday, and we're talking more about this preparing for the first week of Advent, because Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, and we're as I discussed on Tuesday, we're talking about the Gospel of Mark, which is the shortest of all the Gospels, but it is the first. Now, just kind of give you a little Bible understanding. First of all, do keep in mind that there are many versions of the Bible, but the message is the same. So, what you find in the Gospel of Mark, you may find, you will find in every version of the Gospel of Mark, but the wording might be slightly different. That's a reality. That's there, and then there is so that reality. So they're all different versions, but then we're looking at the Gospel of Mark, and you may find things in the Gospel of Mark that you may also find in the Gospel of Matthew, and that you also find in the Gospel of Luke, or one or the other, or whatever the case may be. And all of that is there, but that's something different. So the versions will be the entire Gospel, maybe phrased a little bit different, but all the phraseology will be similar, but not exact. And then there are aspects of each of the Gospels you find in the other two, each one of the Gospels find in the other two. The one exception is John. John is completely separate. It's not a synoptic, what it's called. Synoptic means as in synonym. They're very similar. So John is different. And we're going to see a lot from John this year because Mark is the shortest Gospel. So John, I don't mean to put it this way, but let's face it, practically, that's what I'm going to say, is John is almost like filling in for the shorter part. But no, it's an opportunity to see actually both Gospels. The other thing to keep in mind is that, as I said, you will find similarities in each of the Gospels. Now, I'm looking at a chart I found out on Wikipedia, and you can find it under synoptic_gospels, and it's interesting because 76% of Mark you can find in similar versions in Luke and Matthew. 76%, so they're all very similar. 18% you find on top of the 76 you find in Matthew as well. And again, they'll be phrased a little bit differently, with only 3% that is unique to Mark. Now, there's a really very controversial, believe it or not, you think about Bible versions, you know, what's controversial about all this? Very controversial theory. For some people, it's like, yeah, this makes sense. And other people, if you mention the word, you might as well be quoting the devil. It's really that controversial. Some people get very upset when you say this, and other people say, no, it's perfectly okay. That there is a fifth gospel. And of that fifth gospel, which has never been found, that we understand that there are sources that are similar to the other three, the three synoptic gospels, but we don't have that full gospel. This is another theory. And so therefore, since we don't know what that gospel is, the academic scholars call it Q. So you're in a discussion with other scholars, and which technically I'm a biblical scholar because I have a degree in theology, but you know, I don't sit at coffee at meetings holding my coffee say, yes, you know, I was reading Mark yesterday, and I was, yeah. Of course, a lot of other scholars aren't that like that either. But, you know, you're sitting with a group of scholars and you say, well, that's something we think came from Q. And you will see others just go, what? We don't accept Q. And it's really fascinating. It's a controversial theory among some. And, you know, in the seminary, there were those who went, yeah, well, that would be Q. And others would get very upset. We don't accept Q. Well, actually, among scholars, there is this Q. It's this mysterious gospel that people believe is a source for the other gospels. Some people believe it's the Gospel of Thomas, which you can find just about everywhere. It's one of those places they advertise, like on cable TV, the gospel that didn't end up in the Bible. Well, there's a reason for it, and I can talk to you about that later. But yeah, that's what some people think is Q. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
Hey, don't forget, if you like our program, let other people know where they can find us. You can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, so check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, whichever one you want to choose. And don't forget, you can also hear us on our parish website, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. We're back, and we're talking about the different aspects of, we could say, the writing of the Bible. Now, I had mentioned the Gospel of Thomas before that, and the Gospel of Thomas has been well known for almost 2,000 years, but it wasn't accepted to be part of the canon of the Bible for various reasons, some of them being there are just things in there that people say, you know, that doesn't really match what we believe. The best example is, I think, the second to last or the last line of the Gospel of Thomas says something along the lines, is unless a woman becomes a man, she cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And I think they were referring to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in that. So a lot of the scripture scholars at the time, which is almost 2,000 years ago, it's about, actually not. The official canon was put together about 500-600 years ago, but Thomas was never considered as the official canon. But then people just said, yeah, you know, this has got some interesting sayings, but we do not believe this was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So Thomas is not in the canon of the Bible, but it may is the key word, have been Q for those who accept Q. And for those who don't, there is no Q. For those, there is no Q. Now, the Bible, the gospel this week from Mark talks about being on watch and being prepared because the end will come at any moment. And you'll see that, always be on watch. In other words, and of course, we can look back at that and say, well, you know, it didn't happen. It's now 2,000 years later. But if we realize now, as I said a couple weeks ago in the homily, now we're at a point where literally that could happen. I think one of the best examples of that is from the entire book, Lord of the Flies, which is a parable about people, about humanity living without any contact to the divine. And, you know, society just collapses. And, you know, we're now in a world where people are saying there is no God, we don't have to believe in God anymore, and therefore they're reaching out for what? And so, as I like to say, I was talking about this, I think, on Tuesday. You know, you're looking at this reality of people who are who have actually talking about, you know, we could walk down the path to a nuclear war if people don't start changing their ways. And how actually out of touch from reality do you have to be before you actually have to bring up the possibility of nuclear war? Do you understand that? I mean, you really have to be someone who is just out of touch with reality if you want to make a decision that opens people up to nuclear war. But that's the path you walk down if you have no contact with any concept of the divine and therefore no accountability of to the divine. Really important. And I know I'm coming from the only country that has ever dropped not only one atomic bomb, but two. So, and we look at those today and we say, how could anyone have done that? And maybe the more important question is, how can anyone actually talk about even thinking of doing that today? Because nuclear weapons today are incredibly more powerful than they were at the time of Hiroshima. So, I mean, how can anyone talk about that? But people do. Why? Because you've lost a sense of the accountability of realizing that you are human and there is something greater than us who is our creator. And if you've lost that accountability, then where are you going to end up? You could end up anywhere. And we can see that with those discussions of nuclear war. So you can go back to the reading that's coming up on Sunday, the gospel reading, and seeing that be watchful. And maybe one of the things that people can say about being watchful is, if we are accountable to the Lord, why is that subject coming up at all about nuclear war? Interesting discussion. Hey, we're going to talk on tomorrow. In the meantime, this is Father Robert J. Carr wishing you a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.